GOP representative Banks calls for select committee on Joe Biden's health. By Jeff Poor on July 4, 2024. On Wednesday, during an appearance on FNC's The Ingram Angle, Representative Jim Banks, RO, discussed the possibility of a House select committee convening to investigate President Joe Biden's health and how that may have impacted his decision-making progress on the Afghanistan withdrawal earlier in his presidency. The Ohio Republican and Afghanistan veteran said he was all for the committee, noting there were big repercussions for Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal. "You know, Congressman Banks, you served in Afghanistan," McEnany said. "You were in the Navy. And when I read a Politico report yesterday that aides are scared bleepless of Biden and then I read about this cover-up, New York Magazine calls it a lie. I immediately think about the 13 fallen soldiers in Afghanistan. Biden's decision-making in Afghanistan. Was he with it? Were lives lost because he did not come forward, and aides were not truthful? Should there be a select committee on Biden's mental health? Yes, Kaylee, I'm all for it," Banks replied. Remember, in the debate last Thursday, Joe Biden said that no soldier had lost their life on his watch. And that was a complete and utter lie, because either he forgot the 13 heroes who died because of the foolish decisions of by himself and his administration, either he forgot that or he's trying to cover it up and lie to the American people once again. He continued, "So, I'm for a select committee. I'm for any effort by Congress to hold this administration, this president and the media accountable for the biggest cover-up in American history. They all know this man is senile. He's unfit to be the president. I want to know who's been making decisions over the last 3.5 years that has led to the suffering of the American people and that has emboldened our biggest enemies around the globe, whether Russia, China, North Korea, Hamas, the Iranian proxy groups that have attacked Israel and elsewhere, because we have the weakest and most senile commander-in-chief that we've ever had in American history in the White House. So, if these aides, if they don't come willingly, should they be subpoenaed?" McEnany asked. "Absolutely," Banks responded. "Force them to come before Congress and tell us who made the decision to abruptly pull out of Afghanistan. Pull the rug out from underneath the government in Afghanistan. But also our own troops, leaving 13 of our troops dead in Afghanistan because of the decision-making that we still don't have it." He added, "I serve on the House Armed Services Committee. They've never answered for it. No one's ever been held accountable for it. I don't think Joe Biden even knows who made those decisions. I want to know who made those decisions because there were big repercussions for it." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.